Nolte, Woke Gestapo Now Targeting WAPO CEO and Publisher Will Lewis. By John Nolte on June 25, 2024. Now that the corporate media's Woke Gestapo has successfully taken out Rob Winnett as the Washington Post's new executive editor, CEO and publisher William Lewis is next on the chopping block. And this is all going down after the far-left Post has lost half its readership. Why, just last year, the rag lost $77 million. As far as credibility, please. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK Kids hoax. Very Fine People hoax. 7-Hour Gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating While Black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. The Don't Believe Your Lion Eyes Biden is Fine hoax. So, in late 2023, Washington Post owner and Amazon billionaire Jeff Bezos made some moves. Will Lewis was brought in as CEO and publisher. Lewis then put an end to Sally Busby's three disastrous years as executive editor. Then Lewis convinced Winnett to exit the Daily Telegraph and take over Busby's job. Why not? Under Winnett, the Daily Telegraph is popular and makes about as much money annually as the Post loses. So it all made sense. Except, the Hitler Youth who make up much of the Post's newsroom do not want to hear about any kind of reform or change. They want to continue to treat the Post as their own personal anti-Trump, pro-trans/child mutilation blog. In fact, they feel they are entitled to have Bezos lose $100 million per year so they can do good. And so, last week, based on a 20-year-old scandal no one cared about for 20 years, the Post's Hitler Youth teamed up with the far-left New York Times. The Times is obviously invested in seeing the Post continue to collapse. To make a 20-year-old scandal no one cared about for 20 years relevant again. And it worked. Winnett wisely chose to stay at the Telegraph. But now it's time to use this same 20-year-old scandal no one cared about for 20 years. Not even 10 years ago when Lewis was confirmed as CEO of Dow Jones & Company and publisher of the Wall Street Journal. To rid of Lewis and his reform agenda. So here comes one of the goodest dogs in all the corporate media to laser the target, the far-left Politico's Jack Schaefer. Headline, for Post's Lewis, credibility dies in silence. Subheadline, refusing to talk about his past ethical lapses has cost him an editor and might cost him his job. Here's the gist. Where will the Lewis story's next stop be? The Washington Post reported in March that the new startup Lewis co-founded, the News Movement, was funded by a venture capital firm led by billionaire Sheikh Sultan bin Jassim Al Thani, a former Qatar official. The firm has also invested in the right-wing Newsmax channel. We can assume reporters are digging. Speculation making the rounds in UK journalism circles is that Lewis may yet be drawn further into the phone hacking case if it can be proved he destroyed evidence. He may even be called to testify. Will Bezos still stand by his man? Teehee. All decent and normal people need to stop for just a moment to take in and appreciate this glorious blue-on-blue violence. Trust me, this is all upside. Keep the following in mind. The man who ran the New York Times for years, and who now runs GNL, is the disgraced Mark Thompson. The fact that Thompson has been credibly accused of looking the other way at the BBC while BBC star Jimmy Savile reportedly abused a countless number of kids. No one cares. Get a load of this. In his bid to get Lewis fired, Schaefer even holds Thompson up as a shining example of a British news executive acclimating to American norms. Lewis spent 4 years in the 2010s working for the Wall Street Journal and Dow Jones. Plenty of time to acclimate himself to U.S. norms. Plenty of other British news executives, like Mark Thompson now at CNN, Emma Tucker at the Wall Street Journal and John Micklethwaite at Bloomberg News, have navigated their way to the States without driving into a ditch. And let me tell you what those norms are, because Schaefer sure won't. Don't rock the boat. Don't reform. Don't do it. Ever. Even if during your watch a human monster destroyed every little kid he came in contact with, that doesn't matter, as long as you don't rock the boat or reform. All the destruction aimed at the Post being couched in journalism ethics is an absolute joke after you've welcomed a Mark Thompson into your club. But guys like Schaefer are willing to make fools of themselves if it means removing the risk that a reformed Post might publish something true and damaging to Joe Biden between now and Election Day. And that's what this is all about. If it wasn't an election season with Trump on the ballot, no one would care about a 20-year-old scandal no one cared about for 20 years. Had Lewis announced no changes at the Post until after the election, none of this would be happening. So, let's be thankful it is an election season with Trump on the ballot, because it is glorious watching the purity police tear apart their own in a way that ensures a failing institution like the Washington Post never reforms. More, please. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.